how much of the spirit of the barbarians was that out there that you saw today?
Oh, I think you can see it's thriving. It's alive and well. This group have been great, as were the group prior to them. The jersey means a lot to them, and it's a week that is very special in a player's life. I mean, Andy could probably talk more about that, but from our perspective, we're very proud, obviously, the way they came together. We wanted them to play without fear. They did that, and you know, we lost a couple of moments that were defining in the game, but we contributed to the occasion. That's what we wanted to do, and create the spectacle, and gave the All Blacks a good workout, good prep for the rest of their November internationals. So, job done.
You kept the core of the players and your coaching staff similar to a year ago. How key was that in terms of having the building blocks in place to move on from?
It helps, because obviously it's challenging getting a group together where there's no history. So we had some history. We were able to retain some of our content. But obviously, you know, we had great injection from Scotty, joined us, and he brings with him ideas. And he's quite irrepressible with those ideas. So it's been a great week. Will Greenwood's been fantastic. You know, Andy and Luke are superb leaders. And man, they got the balance close to perfect. they were sucking seagulls for the last few minutes, but it was a proud effort. And from the perspective of the place of the Barbarians in rugby, it's right up there still. And you only got to talk to these blokes too.
Steve Hansen's made a light-hearted quip about whether Nigel Owens was reffing that at Test standard or a little bit less for the festival game than it was.
I agree. I think he got the rub of the green.
Andy, what's it like for you being out there? With all that, I mean, the first half you guys controlled it really well. You used your position. You made some really, really smart plays, and you were still, you know, what we expect of the Barbarians. As a captain, what it's like? What is it like to have that?
The whole experience of Barbarians is just amazing. You know, like from the day that everyone comes together and there's a nervous energy, and by day two, everyone's best mates with their arm in arms, you know, having a great time together. And then when it comes to game day and coming together, there's music in the sheds, there's smiles everywhere. The way I like to describe it is I feel like I'm 7 years old again, running out on Hagley Park in the frost, you know, and playing rugby because I love playing rugby, you know. And I think that's pretty cool, and it's pretty special, and it's really hard to capture in the modern professional age. But you get it with Barbarians. It's my third time being involved, and you get it. And the other thing I'll add too is the friendships. You probably hear a lot that guys are making good friends and stuff, but genuinely, I've got WhatsApp group chats still from Barbarians tours of past, you know, and we're keeping in touch, and we're sending each other photos still all the time. So it's amazing to think that in a week you can create such strong bonds and friendships, and they remain for a long time.
Was that last play your trickery, the
penalty play? Actually, I'd love to claim it, and but I can't. It was actually Will Greenwood. So he got NFL on it, and it was great.
He came in with about 5 special plays, and we gave him 2. Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Redskins, it was called.
Yeah, the menu was probably about that long at the start of the week, and Robbie was like, no, I keep it
simple.
So he ended up keeping it pretty simple and had a few, and we got them in, so that's the main thing.
What about for someone like you, Robbie? You clearly love this. What is it that you get out of it? Because, I mean, you're still obviously coaching competitively as well. What is it like to have all of this energy, all of this friendship, all of this positive that's lurking around you on a week like this?
Well, this is the way rugby should be, regardless of what comps you're in. And it's the player's game. And I think sometimes coaches forget that, and we produce stress. When in actual fact, if we retained this sort of outlook to the game, the players would rise to the level that you want. So there's a lot of learnings in this sort of experience. It captures the essence of rugby. When rugby was designed, that's what it was about. The ultimate team sport. Caters for all shapes and sizes, all cultures, doesn't matter which part of the world you go to, doors open, you got something in common. And Andy's correct. I've witnessed online all year the banter between the blokes from last year's group. And perhaps not ironically, most of them were in the playoffs. So they all grew out of the experience. The cross-pollination is just stimulating. And you know, Richie Mwanga was with us last year. We brought him off the bench. But you know, he's a starter now, and he's knocking on the door here for the All Blacks.